Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Two preseason games down and three to go, plus six questions. Lots of work to do. Let's get to it. The first one comes from Andrew. Will the Vikings take a look at Evan Mathis or Jake Long to try and fill the void of Phil Loadholt? Yes, we lost Phil Loadholt for the season. He was placed on the injured reserve list earlier this week. The Vikings did sign a free agent, but not one of the two aforementioned names. And I don't think you're going to see a big-name free agent signing yet. I think TJ Clemens, the rookie fourth rounder, is going to get first crack at filling the void at right tackle. Our next question comes from Twitter. Christopher asks, how has TJ Clemens looked this preseason? I think TJ has had a good stint with the Vikings since he was drafted. Good in the offseason program where he mostly played right guard. Then at training camp, he was switched to right tackle. And in his two games in the preseason, he's played pretty well. And he played pretty well filling in for Phil Loadholt on Saturday night. So I think the sky's the limit for TJ Clemens. It'll be fun to see what he's got in store. Our next question comes from Chad. Think AP will get any reps, or will they unleash him opening day? I don't know that he'll get any preseason reps. That's a decision for Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman to make. With three preseason games to go, I guess he could find his way out onto the field. But if the Vikings do indeed save him for opening day, you can't blame him for that. And you can be sure Adrian's going to be ready to run angry in 2015. Our next question also comes from Twitter. Matt asks, how has B-Rob looked lately? Been kind of quiet. Yeah, B-Rob has been kind of quiet, but that's because he hasn't been playing a ton in the preseason. None of the first team Vikings defensive players have played that much in the preseason. Their reps could be ramped up a little bit over the next two preseason games. The second and third preseason games are usually when starters see the most action. So it wouldn't surprise me if he makes a splash play or two in the preseason, but he'll be ready to go week one against San Francisco. John from Indianapolis has the next question. Will the Vikings proceed cautiously and sit starters for the remainder of the preseason for fear of losing more to injury? Not a chance. Mike Zimmer's undefeated in the preseason. That streak is on the line Saturday. I think the starters are going to play. No, but seriously, I can certainly understand that perspective after the Vikings lost Phil Loadholt, a valuable part of the offensive line in the last preseason game. But I think Mike Zimmer, Norv Turner, George Edwards, Mike Prefer, they want to see their guys play. They want to knock the rust off and have everyone ready to go for the regular season. So I don't think you'll see the Vikings pull all the starters from the preseason games. They still have some work to do to get where they want to be to open the season in September. The last question comes from Blake, and it's about U.S. Bank Stadium. What's the latest on the stadium? With football back, it's hard to keep up with the progress. Yeah, it is hard to keep up because there's so much of it that's been made lately. The new stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, about 65% of the way complete. The first row of seats were actually installed this week. Up next, the largest glass pivoting doors in the world will be installed. The stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, on pace to be ready to open for the 2016 season. All good news on the stadium front. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week if you send your questions in, so please do so at the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. And hey, have you downloaded the Vikings app? If you haven't yet, you should. All of our content from the Vikings Entertainment Network delivered straight to your mobile device. It's really awesome. Check it out.